Martin, Chrissy. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. August 9, 1894. Dear Sister, I feel a special interest in our youth who are interested in the truth. I am thankful to God that you love the truth, that you love Jesus, and I am anxious that you should press your way forward and upward in order that you shall reach the standard of Christian character that is revealed in the Word of God. Let the Word of God be your guidebook, that in everything you may be molded in conduct and character according to its requirements. In thus doing, you will continually feel the need of wise counsel in order that you may be guided by a clear principle of truth that may be as a light from heaven upon your pathway. All are more or less perplexed as to whether they are keeping the way of the Lord or not, and many ask the question, "Am I keeping the way of the Lord?" This question is one that you should carefully consider. You are the Lord's property, both by creation and redemption. You may be a light in your home, and may continually exercise a saving influence in living out the truth. When the truth is in the heart, its saving influence will be felt by all that are in the house. A sacred responsibility is resting upon you, one that requires that you keep your soul pure by consecrating yourself to be wholly the Lord's. Everyone who would cultivate piety must pray, and must watch unto prayer, for temptations will press upon the soul. The only way in which the Christian will be able to keep himself unspotted from worldly influences will be by searching the Scriptures and by obeying the Word of God to the very letter. Satan is playing the game of life for every soul, but no one need to be overcome by his deceptive reasoning. Those only who consent to his sophistry will be deceived by his counsels. But if the truth of God regulates the life, it must be planted in the heart. The truth will produce true beauty in the soul that will be revealed in the character. But if this result is attained, it will be because the truth is cultivated and cherished. Be assured that Satan will lay his net for your soul. You need grace from your Savior every hour. You have brothers, you have sisters, you have a mother who do not see the light of truth. Let your light shine in such a way that they may see that truth adorns your character. Let your conversation be holy, and let your words and actions be kindly. And if through the grace of Christ, you win them to see how precious is the truth as it is in Jesus, what a comfort, what an encouragement this would be to you. But I would warn you to be guarded as to where you bestow your affections. In no case place yourself in such a position as will seem to give encouragement for those who do not love or fear God to think that you prefer their society above that of others. If your affections are upon God, upon heavenly and divine things, you will not find any enjoyment in the company of those who have not the love of God and of truth abiding as a living principle in their souls. You are to keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The Lord Jesus cannot keep any soul who places himself upon the enemy's ground and surrounds himself with the society of those who prefer such conversation and conduct as is an offense to the God he reveres and loves. My sister, Jesus has purchased you with his own life. He has died in order that you might have his love, that you might receive him as your personal Savior and become his witness, testifying by your words and actions that he is mighty to save. If you surrender soul, body, and spirit to Christ, he will make you his agent, and by his Holy Spirit will work through you to his name's honor and glory. If you will give yourself fully to Jesus, he will create in you an intense desire for the friendship of God, and you will have deep longings to reflect the goodness and the love of Jesus in your life and character to your family and to those who know not the love of God. By cultivating patience, meekness, and forbearance, by showing respect and rendering obedience to your father and mother as it is fit in the Lord, you will be giving testimony in your everyday life that the truth has power to sanctify the character. But a profession of faith, when there is no revelation of the grace of Christ in life and character, is of no value. It is not a saving faith. You will see that your acquaintances, who are utterly averse to spiritual things, are not refined, ennobled, and elevated by the practice of the truth. They are not under the leadership of Christ, but under the black banner of the Prince of Darkness. To associate with those who neither fear nor love God unless you associate with them for the purpose of winning them to Jesus, will be a detriment to your spirituality. If you cannot lift them up, their influence will tell upon you in corrupting and tainting your faith. It is right for you to treat them kindly, but not well for you to love and choose their society. For if you choose the atmosphere that surrounds their souls, you will forfeit the companionship of Jesus. By every means in your power, seek to repress sin, but never for one moment give sanction to sin either by your deeds, your words, your silence, or your presence. Every time sin is sanctioned by the professed follower of Christ, his sense of sin is weakened, and his judgment thus becomes perverted. It is your privilege to sit at the feet of the Master, as did Mary, and learn lessons of him, which he alone can teach. I beseech of you, do not be content with a low, cheap standard. Be a wholehearted, decided Christian. You will not feel that it is difficult to do that which you like to do. When you are fully determined to do the will of God, because it is right to do it, when you abide by faith in Christ, you will conquer self through his strength. The Spirit of the Lord has been striving with you, and God would have you free and happy in his service. From the light which the Lord has been pleased to give me, I warn you that you are in danger of being deceived by the enemy. You are in danger of choosing your own way, and of not following the counsel of God, and not walking in obedience to his will. The Holy One has given rules for the guidance of every soul, so that no one need miss his way. These directions mean everything to us, for they form the standard to which every son and daughter of Adam should conform. We cannot turn aside from any of those divine rules and be found guiltless. We are required to make the will of God paramount in our life, and to have the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. I would warn you to keep from the dangerous ground on which your feet would naturally be inclined to stray. My dear sister, take the word of God, and kneeling before God, ask, "What has God spoken to me from his word?" Wait before the Lord to learn the way in which you are to go. Difficulties will meet you and me at every step. You are young, and are in danger of being self-confident. But in choosing your own way, you will not choose the way of wisdom, and if you do so, you will become indifferent and careless in regard to divine things. For this reason, I write to you that you may learn of the heavenly teacher his meekness and lowliness of heart. In his strength be steadfast, and stand in opposition to all that is displeasing to God, and encourage all that is right and pure and true. Live a life that Jesus, your heavenly Father, and the angelic host can look upon with favor. You are just entering upon womanhood, and if you seek the grace of Christ, you will follow the path where Jesus leads the way and become more and more a true woman. You will grow in grace, become wiser by experience, and as you advance from light to a greater light, you will become happier. Remember that your life belongs to Jesus, and that you are not to live for yourself alone. You are not to enter into the marriage relation with an unbeliever, for in so doing, you do exactly contrary to that which Jesus has commanded. Shun those who are irreverent. Shun one who is a lover of idleness. Shun the one who is a scoffer of hallowed things. Avoid the society of one who uses profane language or is addicted to the use of even one glass of liquor. Listen not to the proposals of a man who has no realization of his responsibility to God. The pure truth which sanctifies the soul will give you courage to cut yourself loose from the most pleasing acquaintance whom you know does not love and fear God, and knows nothing of the principles of true righteousness. We may always bear with a friend's infirmities and with his ignorance, but never with his vices. Never marry an unbeliever. I am only voicing to you the word of God, for he declares that such a union will result in drawing away your heart from loving and serving him. They will draw away your heart from loving and serving me. You do not believe it wise to place yourself under influences that will make it hard for you to stem the current that is sweeping souls to perdition? Cling close to those who will have an uplifting tendency, whose souls are surrounded with a pure and holy atmosphere. We shall need all the help we can obtain, for we are called upon to contend with Satan and his army of workers, who imbue their human agents with their own satanic spirit, causing them to do according to their will. It is the pure in heart that shall see God. Then be sure and place yourself in the channel of light, and be a practical follower of him who went about doing good. Acts 10, verse 38. God will be nearer to your heart, more in your thoughts, because you have separated from the world and from influences that would lead you away from the truth, and you will be less compassed with the snares of Satan through the false, delusive flatteries of sin-loving associates. Be cautious every step that you advance. You need Jesus at every step. Your life is too precious a thing to be treated as of little worth. Calvary testifies to you of the value of your program. Consult the Word of God in order that you may know how you should use the life that has been purchased for you at infinite cost. As a child of God, you are permitted to contract marriage only in the Lord. Be sure that you do not follow the imagination of your own heart, but move in the fear of God. No child of God is doing the will of God in linking her life with that of an unbeliever. The true Christian will not choose the company of the unconverted. If Christ is formed within, the hope of glory, we cannot enjoy the malarious spiritual atmosphere which surrounds the souls of the irreligious. If believers associate with unbelievers for the purpose of winning them to Christ, they will be witnesses for Christ, and having fulfilled their mission, will withdraw themselves in order to breathe in a pure and holy atmosphere. They will draw near to God and send up earnest petitions to Christ in behalf of their friends and associates, knowing that he is able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. When in the society of unbelievers, ever remember that in character you are a representative of Jesus Christ, and let no light and trifling words, no cheap conversation, be upon your lips. Keep in mind the value of the soul, and remember that it is your privilege and your duty to be in every possible way a laborer together with God. You are not to lower yourself to the same level as that of unbelievers, and laugh, and make the same cheap speeches. In thus doing, you reveal the painful fact that you have no burden of soul for the sinners that are perishing away from Christ, and you make yourself one with the sinner. This manner of conduct will only make you a stumbling block in the way of sinners. My sister, Jesus speaks to you through me. He wants to save you from day to day by imparting to you his grace, in order that you may be strong to do his will. Should you consent to unite your life with that of an unbeliever, you would be disregarding the Word of God and imperiling your soul. The Lord will be your helper, and if you trust him, will bring you up to a noble, elevated standard, and will place your feet upon the platform of eternal truth. Through the grace of Christ, you can make a right use of your entrusted capabilities and become an agent for good in winning souls to Christ. Every talent you have should be used on the right side. Those of the youth who put on the whole armor of God, who will devote time every day to self-examination, who will seek the Lord in earnest prayer, and who will diligently study the Scriptures, will have the help of the angels of God, and will form characters that will fit them for the society of the redeemed in the kingdom of glory. When the Holy Spirit moves upon the heart, we should cooperate with its molding influence, and we shall have noble aspirations, clear perception of trust, meekness, teachableness, and will perform our duty with humility. This is the way in which you will become better acquainted with God, and acquaintance with God is the privilege of the Christian. Then you can labor for those who are unconverted, and the society of unbelievers will do you no harm, because your life is hid with Christ in God, and you seek the companionship of those who are out of Christ for the purpose of winning them to his service. Your connection with God makes you strong spiritually, so that you can withstand wrong influences which are exerted by them. My dear sister, I have written to you because I have a love for your soul, and I beseech you to hear my words. I have more to write to you when I shall find time. With Christian love,